Today's Shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Hey. We are learning today Lili Nishmas Malki Newberg. That's the mother of Eli Newberg, the wife of David Newberg, Aleha Shalom, and also Yehuda Rasner, Yehuda Ayeh Ben Rav Shlomo David. All the Shalom's we learn for Shadav and Leah from our learning. We, of course, continue to learn for the safety and success of the Chayalim and all the Kochos HaBitochen and Eretz Yisrael. They should be successful, they should be safe, and the Yisrael Shem bring back the Chatufim in good health, b'mheira, and b'ezus Hashem, there should be shalom. I'll call all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up at the two dots, which is about 8-10 lines down from the top of Ayin Hey Omer Aleph. In yesterday's shiur, we had a discussion about if a person is moded to a knas and then witnesses come along afterwards. So do we say that once you're moded to the knas, you're potter from having to pay, or no, you're still going to be chayv to pay if witnesses come along and make you have to pay the knas? So everybody agrees with the din of moded to knas is potter, and the only question is, and that's what we start off the Gemara with, the two dots, Itmar. Mode b'knas li'acha kach bo edim. So we had yesterday a machlokas in this regard between Rava and Abaya, and we had others as well. And now the Gemara says, this is also machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Mode b'knas li'acha kach bo edim, Rav amar potter. Rav says, in this situation, once you're mode for the knas and subsequently edim come, you're still potter. Whereas Shmuel says, Shmuel amar chayev. No, if the edim come, now you're going to be obligated to pay. What's the rationale behind these two shittos? Soma Rava Bar Ahiloi, Rava, who's the son of Ahiloi, this is not the standard Rava that we have, this is a different Rava. Rava Bar Ahiloi said, my time of the Rav, what's the rationale behind Rav saying that you're going to be potter if Edom come after you testified? Now, this is based upon the famous pasuk. Again, most of these psukim are from Parshas Mishpatim. It'd be Matzei Simosei V'yado HaGneva, if they find in the Shomer's possession the Gneva, after he said, no, I didn't steal it, and then they find that he, in fact, stole it, whether it's Mishor, Adchorm, Adseh, Chayim, what type of animal it was, that bottom line is, Shnayim Yishalem. He has to pay Kefo. So, Rava Bar Eloi says, there's double lotion of Himotzei, Simotzei. So, Im Himotzei, that refers to if they found with Edim, and Simotzei means Bidayonim, that you take it away, the Kefo you have to make and pay with Dayonim. Now, this excludes prat lemarshia es atzmo, as opposed to a person who admits on his own, listen, I stole it, so then he only pays the keren, the principal, and he doesn't pay the kefil, doesn't pay any penalty payments. So that's based upon the pasuk lomali, because we have another pasuk, a couple pasuk later in Mishpat, where it says, famous pasuk we dashed in the lot about 10 days ago, I'll call our pesha, I'll call shor, I'll chamor, I'll sell, I'll sell more, I'll call abidah, I'll share your markus. There we had a big klal, pratu klal over there. So ze'ad Elohim, this is a lashon of chol, this is until you come to the judges. Elohim here is judges. Yavod Varshnehem, they come in front of the judges and adjudicate the witnesses. Asher Yashiyun Elohim, it's only because there were witnesses that he became a Rasha. The witnesses therefore establish him as a Rasha, and therefore Yishalim Shnayim Areyo, he has to pay the knas, he has to pay the principal plus additional payment of the principal, so that's called kefil. And this is based upon the pasuk Asher Yarshion, implying that it's only because the witnesses were the ones that caused him to pay that he has to pay. Implication being that if he was mode b'knas, el shmamino mode b'knas, even though v'yachakach bo edim, he would be potter. This is Rava Bar Eloi's explanation of Rav's din, that mode b'knas yachakach bo edim is potter. Now, what does Shmuel do with this pasuk? Seems to be very much consistent with what Rav said. Shmuel amalok, Shmuel would explain the pasuk saying, no, he had darshaned totally differently the pasuk al kodvar pesha. We pointed out it's a klal pratu klal. So he had darshaned it differently. He had darshaned it, Shmuel darshaned it, hamiboyle legan of atzmo. This pasuk, himosei simosei v'yodo hagneva, is talking about if a shomer lied and said, no, the ganavim came. And really, he was the ganav. So then that pasuk is talking about a shomer. So you don't have the actual ganav himself, straight out geneva, that he has to pay kefo. So hamiboyle leganav atzmo, kidutonav yechiskia, that the base manager yechiskia, they learned this pasuk, Asher Yarshun Elohim, coming to teach us that this is teaching us a regular ganav is going to be chayiv kefil if the witness is that he was a ganav. Nothing to do with the shomer, just a regular ganav. So he needs this pasuk. Shmuel says, according to the way that the Chizki and the Beis Medrash Chizki, the way they dashed the pasuk, so therefore he needs the pasuk Asher Yashun Elohim to teach us the din by a ganav. And therefore, it's not free to teach us this din of Mod B'Knas Yachachach Bo Edim is potter. And therefore, Shmuel says, Mod B'Knas Yachachach Bo Edim, you in fact are chayiv. So we have our machlokas, Rav Shmuel. Rav asks Shmuel. He questions Shmuel. Etzi Rav Shmuel. Rav says the following brisa proves me correct and is a kasha new Shmuel. What is this brisa? Raw edim shemashmishim uvon. You have the guy in court. The guy is in court, And he's denying originally, or was going to deny, that he stole. But now he sees Edom coming. He says, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Ra Edom shemimash mishim ubayim. He sees the Edom coming, and they're about to go and testify in court that he is a ganav. And now he's going to have to be careful. So what does the guy do? The Amar, he says, good avdi. Oh, yeah, you're right, I did steal it. However, he says, avolo tovachti velo mocharti. But I did not go and shecht it, or I did not go and sell it. So I'm only chayiv kefil. So in this situation, so he's not going to be chayiv the kefil because he's a mode of knas, and therefore he only pays the keret. Now, what do you see over here? That there are witnesses coming. And nevertheless, even though he was mode and their witness is coming, Shmuel is wrong. Shmuel would say that you're chayiv. But Rav says, you see from this brisa that he was mode that he stole, and therefore, even though there are Edim coming, Edim mishmash mishim ubayim, he's going to be potter. Oh, Rav says, his price supports me, it's a kash on you, Shmuel. How does Shmuel understand? He says, no. Shmuel says, oh, my eskinim, k'yon shechaz v'edim l'charev. The Edim never came. The Bryce says, Ra'a Edim shemimash mishim ubayim. The Edim look like they're coming. That's why he's moda, and the Edim never show up. Now, it can't be that the Edim didn't show up at all. So the Mefarshim explained that Shmuel is saying that the Edim to the Geneva never showed up, but Edim to the Tvicha and Mechira did show up. So there are Edim that say that he shechted it or that he sold it. However, there are no Edim to say that he was ganva it, that he stole it. And therefore, in this situation, it's a regular case, according to Shmuel, of Modeh B'Knas, and there are no Edim. So everybody agrees Modeh B'Knas, you're potter, and therefore you only pay the keren, and you don't pay anything else. So that's how Shmuel would understand the Braisa. Where it says, wait a second, Shmuel's understanding of the Braisa is problematic, because V'hor Miditani Seifa, keep on reading that Braisa. It doesn't stop over there, Einu Mashalim El Keren. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Braisa. Then we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. We have a different opinion. The Tana, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, disagrees. And he says, Yavo Edom Yehidu, let the Edom come and testify. Implication being that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that if, in fact, you're Modi B'Knas and Achakach Bo Edom, you're Chayiv. The implication is that the Tanakhama would say, if you're Modi B'Knas, Achakach Bo Edom, you would be Potter. So the Tanakhama clearly holds like Rav. And Shmuel says, I would hold like Elazar Shimon. So Kasha on Shmuel that there is a Tanakhama that disagrees with him. So Shmuel says, you're right, 100%. Lav Ika, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Isn't there the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? The Koy Kavasi, he holds like me, the Modi B'Knas, and Achakabu Edom is Chayiv. No, I hold like that Tana. I don't have a problem holding like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Oh no, I make Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. All right, I don't hold like the Tanakhama. So Gemara says, you're right. L'Shmuel Vade Tanoi. According to this, there's a machlokis over here, according to Shmuel, Tanakhama holds like Rav, that Modi B'Knas, Achakabu Edom is Potter, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like Shmuel, and Mod B'Knas, V'achach V'edim is Chayiv. Very good. So Shmuel says definitely a Machlokes Tanoim. But does Rav also agree to that? Does Rav say, yeah, I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? So L'Rav, Mi Lema Tanoihi, does Rav hold that this is a Machlokes Tanoim or not? So Rav doesn't want to be locked into just holding like the Tanakhama. Rav says, no, L'Kuliyam, everybody holds like me. Mod B'Knas, V'achach V'edim is Potter. I would say, I know the army, I feel Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. I agree with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because this is a unique case over here. Because Ad Kan, Lo Kama, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hossam, the only reason why Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says in that situation is Yavo, Edev, Yo'idu, is a unique situation. El Mishum, the Ka, Mode, Machmas, Biasus, or the Edim. Because this guy saw Ra, Edim, Shim, Mashma, Shim, Uvim, he's terrified. Uh-oh, these Edim are going to come and say that I'm going to be Chayiv, and then I'll have to pay Kefa, and then I'll have to pay Dalad, the Hay. No, I better go and be Mode, B'Knas. And only in this situation, where the guy is only Mode, B'Knas, because of the Biasus, or the Edim, he's terrified about the Edim. They're going to cost him five times. I better be Mode, and only have to pay once. So only over here does Rabbi Elazar Shimon say, Moda B'Knas, and then V'achakach Bo Edom is going to be Chayiv because it's a unique situation, because of B'Yasus of the Edom. He's not a general statement that Moda B'Knas, V'achakach Bo Edom is Chayiv. No, he holds like Miran says. In general, Moda B'Knas, V'achakach Bo Edom, you would be Potter. And only over here, because of B'Yasus of the Edom, is he going to be Chayiv. Avohocha, the Moda, Ne'atzmo. But in general, if he's molded by himself, without B'Yasus of the Edom, even Afilu Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Moda Levi, that you're a Potter, even though Edom come after you mow the B'Knas. So therefore, Rav says, they both told like me, no, this is a unique situation because of B'Yasus and the Edom. The Rav Elazar Shimon says, only here, and just in this case, you're going to be Chayiv. But in general, mow the B'Knas, and then V'Yachakach Bo Edom, you would be Potter. So Rav says, everybody holds like me, and Shmuel says, no, it has to be a Machlokes Tanoi. Now, Amar Rav Amnuna comes along and says that this din of Rav, that we hold that a modi b'knas v'achakachabo edim is potter is only going to be in the following scenario. Mistabra milsei the Rav, that this statement of Rav that you're potter if edim come, if you were moda, is only ba'omer gonafti. I stole it. He admits that he stole it. Ubo edim shogonav. And then the subsequent edim come, and yes, he did steal it. In that situation, it's modu b'knas first, and then v'achakachabo edim, then you're going to be potter. Because, why is that? Sharichiv atzimu karet. Because by admitting it, he caused himself a loss. He now has to pay the karet. He is now admitting, and therefore his admission causes him a financial penalty. In other words, he has to go pay the karet. It's not really a knas, but it's caused him a financial liability that he has to go and pay this karet. So therefore, his admission costs him. So therefore, we believe him. And then, even if edim come afterwards, Rav would say he doesn't have to pay the additional kefel, the penalty, the second payment that the edim would make him normally have to pay, because he was moda and harichiv atzul b'karen. But Rav Amnuna says that Rav would not say moda b'knas v'achar bo edim your potter if his hodah didn't cost him anything. Avo Omar loganati. Let's say the ganav said, no, I did not steal. And then ubo edim shagana, the edim come and now say that he did steal. So now he's not moda anything yet, and therefore he's chayv kefil. But he then says, because of Yomar tovachti mocharti. Then he admits, oh, and by the way, I did shecht it or I did sell it. In that situation, oh, I'm moda b'knas, I should be potter. Okay, if no edim come, then he would be potter. However, ubo edim shetav chumacha, but now you have edim coming along that said that he in fact did shecht it or he did sell it. In this situation, even Rav would say he would be chayiv, because here shari potter atzmo miklum. When he said, I admit I shechted it or I sold it, it doesn't cost him anything. So therefore, when edim come and say you did shecht it or you did sell it, so now it's the edim that we take into account and he has to pay the knas. Because when he was molded to this knas, it didn't cost him anything. When he was molded to the geneva, that cost him the keren. So therefore, Rav says, a molded with knas, you're going to be potter. However, if you're molded with knas and it didn't cost you anything, so then, even Rav would say that you're chayav. This is the principle we'll call Rav Hamnuna's principle. Now, Omar Rava, now the Girsa that we have, I'll just read it the way the Girsa that we have, is Omar Rava, Kipachti Lesove Devei Rav. That, in fact, I was able to go and uproot or fight with the elders, the Sabe Devei Rav, of the Beis Medrash Rav. And this, if you understand it with the Girsa that we have, is that he said, I was able to prove Rav Hamnuna wrong. Rav Hamnuna was a star pupil over here of Rav, and therefore I was able to go and prove him wrong. This principle that Rav Hamnuna said, Rava says, is not correct. That's the way Rashi understands this. That's the way the Girsa that we have over here in our Gemara with the Girsa that we have is to be understood. Tosos says no. That if you look in the middle of the Tosos of Amalei Rava, so he brings down Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam that Ema Rav Hamnuna Pirish Lo Tema Am Rav Huna, that this is Rav Hamnuna saying over here that I was able to disprove Rav Huna. Rav Huna was a Rebbe of Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Hamnuna is able to say that I was able to go and talk against the Sabe de Beirav, against Rav Huna's opinion with my argument. And anyway, we'll learn it simple like Rashi, that this is Rava saying that I can disprove Rav Hamnuna's twist over here to say that Rav holds that if you're Moda B'Knas and it cost you something, then if Edom come, you're going to be potter. But if you're Moda B'Knas and it didn't cost you anything, then if Edom come, then you're going to be Chayav the Knas. And how does Rava argue? He says, Omer Rava, Kipachti L'Sabi D'Vei Rav, from a Gemara that we had previously, in yesterday's shir. D'ha, Rabban Gamliel, Poter Atzmo Miklum Hava. Remember we had the case where Gamliel had the Kashira servant, Tevi, who he by accident poked at his eye, and he was so happy, Rabban Gamliel was happy, because now Tevi would be a free person, could be a Kashira Yid, rather than being a Kashira Evid Kanani. And he told Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said to him, no, D'ha, Rabban Gamliel, Poter Atzmo Miklum Hava. He said, you did nothing, because you're admitting to this, and therefore, if you're admitting to it, the Knas doesn't apply, and even though he may go free, but you're not costing yourself anything. And the Kamalei Ruchis Rav Huna, Ruchis had said to Rav Huna in that situation, Rav Huna had said his din in the name of Rav, that in fact, if Edim had come, then he would have had to pay. So that was the implication that Rav Huna had been questioned by Rav Chisda. But he didn't respond and say, like he could have said now, if Rav Hamnuna's din is correct, he could have said, you know why in that situation he has to go and pay if Edim come? It's because he's not costing himself anything. He doesn't have to pay anything because he was Moed B'Knas. Yes, the Eved goes free, but he's not paying anything. So therefore, you see from there that Rav Amnuna's din is not correct. So the way that Rava, quote, schlugs up Rav Amnuna is from the proof that Rav Chisna had challenged Rav Huna Amar Rav from yesterday's shir, and he didn't respond with Rav Amnuna's teretz. If he had responded with Rav Amnuna's teretz, that would prove that Rav Amnuna is right. But he didn't use Rav Amnuna's teretz, so therefore we're saying that that teretz is not correct. Nevertheless, Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, that not only is it Rav Amnuna, but Rav Chiya Bar Abba sending Rav Yochanan, that if a person says Gonavti, he admits that he stole something, and then Ubo Edim Shagonav, he would be Potter. This is, again, Rav Yochanan is saying that Moedu B'Knas Yachach Abo Edim is Potter, but with the qualification of Rav Amnuna, because only over here, Shari Chayev Atzma B'Keren, when he admits that he stole it, so now he's paying the principal. So if you're costing yourself something by your admission, so then you in fact have to go and pay that keren, but therefore you'll be potter. If Edom come, you won't have to pay the knas. However, here Rav Chiya Bar Abba says in the name of Yochanan, exactly the Rav Amnuna, Avol Omar Lo Gonav. If the guy says, no, I didn't steal, and then Ubo Edom Shekonav, so now the Edom caused him to have to pay kefel. Now the guy comes and says, because of Yomar, he says, oh, Tovachti Mukharti, now I'm admitting that I did shechted, or I did sell it, and now if he just says that I admitted that I shechted it or I sold it, he won't have to pay the dollar of hay. He won't have to pay the additional penalties above kefel to make it a total dollar of hay. Or bo edim, but now if edim come, shetavachu mocha, that say that he did shechted it or he didn't sell it. So now his admission didn't cost him anything. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba also said the name of Yochanan, just like Rav Amnuna, now he would be chayil. Why? Shari potter asmo miklom, because he didn't cost himself anything by saying his admission. And only if you cost yourself something by saying your admission, if edim come, are you going to be potter. But if you didn't cost yourself anything, so then no big deal for you to have admitted it. And therefore, if edim come, so the edim are going to make you chayil for that knas that you normally would be potter for if edim didn't come. Okay, so now we have Rav Amnuna and Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Yochanan both saying the same understanding of Rav's din, that Hamod B'Knas is going to be potter even if Edom come, but only if his admission about the Knas cost him something. He had to pay the keren. But if it didn't cost him anything, then even Rav would say, Hamod B'Knas, V'yachakach bo Edom, you would be chayiv. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, I will show you Mastis in our Mishnah, Ubraisa, and a Braisa, Nami Daika, can be also learned and be Meduyok to be like the opinion of Rav Amnuna and Rav Yochanan that we just brought down, that in fact, if a person is Moedu B'Knas and he pays something, so then even if Edom come afterwards, he's going to be potter. But if he's Moedu B'Knas but he doesn't cost him anything, so then if Edom come afterwards, he would be Chayiv. Now, where do we see this from our Mishnah? Masnisim, because it's not. We learned in our Mishnah. Ganav al pishnayim, if a person stole something and there were witnesses, two witnesses that he stole it, but there's only one witness that then subsequently says that he shechted it or sold it. So, or he himself, al piyatsu, he was molded that he shechted it or he sold it. So then he has to pay mishalim tashlumei kefil because of the two witnesses that testified that he was in fact a ganav. He wasn't moda on that. And then, however, he doesn't pay the eino mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha in this situation. Now, this is obvious because, again, it's either one witness or he's moda, so he doesn't pay. Now, the Gemara says, lomani detoni ganav apishnayim. Why did it start off and tell us the case that he was a ganav based upon two edim? Why couldn't it have taught us the exact same din? Lomani detoni al gabe pishnayim. It could have said, listne ganav v'tovach umochar al pi edechot or al piyatso. It could have just as easily have said that he himself admitted that he had done the gneva and that he had shechted it and or had sold it, and either a single aid or himself. And in this situation, again, Einu Mishalim El Karen, we would know, of course, that since he's Modi here, he would only have to pay the Karen. We turn to Ayin Hei Omid Beis, and Ella, mustn't it be, Lav Ha Kol Mashvlon, the Chiddush over here is, it was God of Al Pishnayim, the Tavach Al Piyed Echad, Al Piyatzmo. So the reason we had brought this down and said that we gave us the case where the testimony was that he had stolen, and that there's only an Eid Echad, or himself being Modi on the Shechita, or the Mechira, so the purpose of that was, we delete the word who, that's what the Hagos of Ach says, because the Lo Mechayev Asu B'Keren, because in this situation, he wasn't Mechayev himself in the Keren, therefore, we have to learn out this din, who da Aminun al Piyatzmo Dumya da Piyat, in a situation where he is not Mechayev himself with the Keren, in other words, he wasn't molded, but that there were Edim over here, so in that scenario, then we say, if he was al piyatzmo, it's going to be dumyo da al piyedechot. We learned this yesterday, that the reason why it juxtaposes these two dinim, the mode and the eid echad, is to teach us ma al pi eid echad ki osi eid echad mitzarav ba'adei mechayev. Just like with the eid echad, we brought down this was the opinion in Sanhedrin that we paskin like. That if one witness comes along on Sunday and another witness comes along on Monday, single witness on both times, so we can combine the two witnesses, mitztarif b'hadei and mechayev, and they're accepted as a pair of witnesses. So in that scenario, so too al piatzmu nami, if he himself was moda, ki osu edim, when edim come along, so then nevertheless he's going to be chayev for the dal of the hay. Now, that's only in a case where he was edim coming and saying that he was chayev for the gneva. So that's only in that situation. Avol gana v'tavu chumacha al pi eid echad, if the gneva was only by one witness, or al pi atzmo, and he admitted it himself, in that situation, where he now is obligating himself with something, not that the witnesses came and said he has to pay, but no, he's obligating himself, he's moda, the chiev atzmo bikarin. Oh, in this situation, lo amrin al pi atzmo dum yad pi eid echad. Okay, we don't make this heckish. In other words, in this situation, we say that if a person is modeh and he causes himself to pay, so then, even if witnesses come, we don't make him pay. He's not chayav modeh b'knas, and he paid, so then, even if edim come, he's going to be potter. Oh, so this is a diuk from our Mishnah, exactly like the opinion of Rav Amnuna and Rav Yochanan. Where do we have it in the Braisa? The Braisa says similarly. Braisa, the Tanya, where is Zayin and Braisa? Raw Edim, we had this Braisa earlier today. Raw Edim Shemin Mash Mishin Uvoy. The person sees that witnesses are about to come and testify that he was in fact the Ganav. So quickly he says, Ramar Ganavti. He is then Moda and he says, I stole it. However, Avolo Tavati Blo Mocharti. In this situation, he says, I did not shecht it and I did not sell it. So here, since he was Moda Biknas, and Mashalim El Karen. However, what do you see? Why does it say Lomali Lemisno Biomar Gunafti Avolo Tovakti Velo Mukharti? Why does it have to tell us the case of I stole it, but I didn't go and shecht it or I didn't go and sell it? Nisne, it could have said, and we delete the word O, that's what the box says over here as well. So Nisne Gunafti O Tovakti Umacharti. Why didn't it give us the case where he said I stole it and I shechted it and or I sold it? But it didn't tell us that. It gave us the scenario of Gunafti Avolo Tovakti. So why did it do that? So the diuk in the braisa is taima. The only reason that he doesn't pay is the Omar Gonafti who the chiyav asal v'keren depater, because he said that I'm obligating myself in this situation. I'm mode, and therefore I'm paying the keren based upon my admission, and therefore in that situation, since he's mechayv himself asal v'keren depater, then he's going to be potter for the admission of tavachti umacharti. Implication being, Abul Omar lo ganafti. If he had in fact said, no, I didn't steal it, and then Ubo Edom Shaganaf, and witnesses come along and say, no, you did steal it, so now he has to pay the kefel. And then he subsequently says, oh, the chaz of Omar tovachti mukharti, yes, I did shecht it, and I did, or I did sell it, so then in that situation he's mode on the tvicha and mechira, but Ubo Edom shetavach umacha, but then Edom come along and say, he shechted it or he sold it. In that situation, he's not obligating himself by anything by saying, Tavachti Mukharti, because he's already, the witnesses came along and said he's already a ganav, so he's already paying the kefil, not on his own admission, so therefore his Tavachti Mukharti is in fact not obligating himself to any money. The lochi of Atzmo Bekarim, he already is obligated in the principle because of the two witnesses. And therefore, in this situation, it's exactly like Rav Amnuna and Rav Yochanan said. He was Moda Biknas, but it didn't cost him anything. So then, Im Achakach Bo Edim, Chayav, he's going to be paying. Alma. What do we see? Exactly, Rav Nuna and Rav Yochanan. This Bryce is supportive of Hodor, the Tvicha, Lav Hodohi. Since he's not paying anything by admitting that he shechted it or that he sold it, it's not considered a valid moda over here that he should not be obligated to pay. But when the witnesses come, now it's a moda b'knas that didn't cost anything. So, v'achakach bo edim, he would be chayev. Again, exactly like Rav Nuna and Rav Yochanan had said. More objects, however, to this riot from the Bryce and says, I mean, no, maybe not. You don't have to read the Braisa this way. You could read it as follows. He gufo komashlan. The Braisa is teaching us that the basic din over here, where he says that I stole it, but I did not go and shecht it. You need to teach me that din, that in fact, in that situation, he is going to only have to pay the keren and not have to pay dalav hay. Now, why not? You have Adam coming along to testify that he in fact had shechted it or that he had sold it. So why doesn't he have to pay the dollar v'hei? So the Gemara says, no. Even though he denies it, he says, I did not go and shecht it, I did not go and sell it. And then, and witnesses come. So here, he's not mowed on anything. So you might have thought that he should have to pay dollar v'hei. Here he's parted from paying dollar v'hei. Why? My timer. How come he doesn't pay dollar v'hei? You have a witness is saying. So the answer is because he was mowed on the geneva. And therefore, he was mowed and he pays the Karen and not the Kefel. And therefore, the Torah says that you have to pay Tashlume. It should be Arbo'ah, the Chamisha. The Torah says that if you are a ganav and then you shechted it or you sold it, you pay dalad hay, dalad for a seh, and hay for a shor, as we've mentioned many times. So the Torah tells us it's either a four or a five-fold payment, never a three or a four-fold payment. Velo tashlumi arba, velo tashlumi shlosha. That if it was a seh, you always have to pay four if you sold it or you shechted it. Never three. And here he would be only paying three because he's not paying kefil. He admitted it, that he stole it, so therefore he would only pay Karen. And then if you'd add on two, so then he'd be paying a total of three. If you'd add on three for a shor, he'd be paying a total of four. And Torah says dalad the hay and not gimel the dalad. So that's why you can't bring us a raya necessarily from the brisa. The Mishnah's raya seems to be airtight. The Mora doesn't object to that, but the raya from the brisa could be learned another way to teach us that you only pay dalad the hay. But if you're admitting to the actual geneva, and therefore you're not paying kefil, you're only paying keren, so then, in that situation, even though you're denying the tzvicha mechira, and witnesses come along and say you did the shchita or the mechira, nevertheless, that would only add on a two or three additional payment to make it a total of gimel v'dalet, and there is no such thing as gimel v'dalet, there's only dalet v'hei. The Gemara continues and wants to suggest that this machlok is between Rav Hamnuna, Rav Yochanan, and those that argue with them, the Rav Hamnuna and Rav Yochanan say that the only time you mode b'knas and achacha b'edim yus potter is if you, by your admission, cause yourself some financial obligation, some payment. But if your admission didn't cause you any financial loss, so then even Rav would agree that mode b'knas achacha b'edim you'd be chayiv. And then there are those who disagree with that and say that even if you didn't cause yourself any financial payment, nevertheless, mode b'knas v'achakach b'edim, Rav says, under all circumstances, you would be potter. So let us say that this machlokis, lemo kitanoi, is not only machlokis amarayim, but is also machlokis tanoim. Where do we see that? Because we learned in the following brisa. Hayushnayim me'idim shigona. You have two witnesses come along and say that the person was in fact a ganav, he stole either the seh or the shor. And for Yushnai Meidim also Shetavach Mocher, and another two witnesses, two separate witnesses, come along and say that he either shechted or he sold the animal. Now, what happens if Huzmu Edei Geneva? If the first set of witnesses said that he stole it, they're found to be Edim Zomim. They say that he went and stole this on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in New York, and all of a sudden the Edim come along and say no. They are mazim, that first group. They say, how can you say you were in New York at 10 o'clock on Sunday? You were with us in Philadelphia on 10 o'clock on Sunday. So, Huzmu Ede Geneva, the Ede Geneva were mazimed. However, in that situation, we have no independent knowledge that the second set of witnesses that said that he shechted it or sold it, that they're, in fact, Edom Zomim. They could be telling the exact truth. But since Edu Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula, since the first part of the testimony is gone, the Geneva part is gone. So then, by definition, the rest of their testimony is gone as well, and therefore the situation here is that there wouldn't be a chiv of dalad v'hei for the tficha or mechira. So in this situation, he doesn't pay anything. However, if there were edim that came along and were made him the second group of witnesses, Huzamu Edei Tficha, the second group of witnesses said about the shchit and the mechira, they're found to be edim zomimim. So then the first testimony about the geneva, that still stays intact. So who mishalim tushlumei kefil? So this guy who they're accusing of stealing it, he has to pay kefil. But these edim that were edim zomimim now, they tried to cause it to pay dalad v'hei, to pay the rest of the additional payments beyond the kefil, the extra two or three for the seh or the shor respectively. So these edim zomimim, v'hei mishalim tushlumei shlosha, they have to go pay. If it was a shor, they have to pay the extra three times. Now, that's the Tanakama in this brisa. Mishum Sumchus Amru, Sumchus tells us, hey, Mishalman Tashlumi Kefo, that they, the Edim Zomim, pay the Kefo payment, and who, Mishalim Tashlumi Shlosha Lefar Ushnaim Laya. But the person who was the one who shechted it, who they're accusing of Dalit Vehei, so in that situation, hey, Mishalman Tashlumi Kefo, who Mishalim Tashlumi Shlosha Lefar Ushnaim Laya, that he, this so-called Ganav, would have to pay the extra two for the Seh, or the extra three for the Shor. Now, Sumchas is going on which part? There were only two parts of the Reish and the Sefer this Brisa, and neither one seems to fit, as the Gemara will now tell us. Ahai, Koi Sumchas. What is Sumchas actually going on? If you're going to tell me, Ilei Mo Areisha, if you're telling me that it goes on the first part of this Brisa, which was the case where the two separate witnesses came along for the Gneva, two separate witnesses came along for the Tzvicha Mechira, and then the Edim of the Geneva were found to be Edim Zomimim. So if you're telling me on that, Sumchus argues, how could that be? Less Leila Sumchus, Edim Shabbat, Mitzvah, Shabbat, Kula, does he not agree that if the Geneva part falls away, so then the rest of it has to fall away as well? Sumchus agrees with that. So that can't be the case. So therefore, it must be talking about the Sefer, Bela Sefer. But what was the Sefer? The Sefer was where the witnesses first said about the Geneva and then about the Tvicha Mechira separate set of witnesses, and the Tvicha Mechira witnesses were found to be Edim Zomimim. In that situation, Shapa Kabri Rabban, Hu Mishalim, Tashlumi Kefa, Vehe Mishalim, Tashlumi Shlosha. It makes very good sense to say in that situation, like the Chachamim said, that the Ganav has to pay Kefa because the Edei Geneva are still good. And the Tvicha Mechira, they tried to go and get it to pay the extra two for a Seh or three for a Shor. So then Taka, the Edim, in fact, who are found to be Zomim, should have to pay the extra three for a Shor. Two for a Seh, three for a Shor. So why would Sumchus argue that? So Taka, we have nowhere where Sumchus should be arguing. The Reish and the Sefer are airtight. So the Gemara says, Elor, this is really like a brisa. It is Chisur and Mechzur of a Hachitani, that there's a third part of this brisa that's not listed over here, and that's what Sumchus is responding to. Elor, Milsa Chrite Ikar Beinayu, that there, in fact, is an additional statement over here in the brisa, and that is what Sumchus is responding to. And what is that additional case? Kigon Da'asu Beitre. Two witnesses came along, and these two witnesses said, Amrei le gonavta. They tell him that you stole. So they're telling this guy, you're the ganav. However, he responds to them, Amar lo, he says to these two witnesses, he says to the Beis Din, and, are you right? Gonavti, I in fact did steal it. V'tavachti u'mecharti, and I either did shchita or mechira on it. However, you guys are lawyers. Miu lo mi bifnechem gonavti. You guys are lawyers. You're in fact Edim Zomimim, because I did steal it, but you weren't there. The icy sahade, and I can bring witnesses, and he does bring witnesses, viazminu, and they go and prove that these two witnesses weren't there. These witnesses were claiming that he stole it at 10 o'clock in New York on Sunday morning, and he brings witnesses to say that they were in fact in Philadelphia at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Deloba payugona, that you were not there at the time that it was stolen, that I stole it, and in fact, you're Edim Zomim. But I say, Balabayis Sadi. And then, in fact, the Balabayis then brings another set of witnesses. After this, Ganav admitted that he stole it, but not in front of the first set of witnesses, the Balabayis brings another set of witnesses. I say, Balabayis Sahadi, Basidu Bey de Ganav Tavach Umacha. And they actually are now witnesses that go and say that he went and stole it. And in addition, that he then shechted it or he sold it. And now the verse says we can see what the machlokas is between the Tanakama and Sumchus, and let's align it with this machlokas as to whether we say, like Rav Nuna and Rav Yochanan, or not. They're arguing in this situation, this is the third case that the Brisa brings down, and here is where Sumchus argues with the Chachamim. It's in regards to the case of Hodas Tficho Komifligi, in the case where the Ganav admits that he, in fact, shechted or sold the animal. The Rabban and Sabri in this situation, Afagav de Hodor de Gneva, Machmas Edim Hu de Komoda. The bottom line is that this person, he was Moda that he stole, but it's only because he says there are other witnesses over here. It's the first witnesses that caused them, the false witnesses that caused them to go and state, I stole it. And then there are other witnesses that over here that are going to come and corroborate that. So the Rabban and Hold, Sabri, Afagav de Hodor, Digneva, Machmas, Edim, Hu, Dekomoda, even though he's only being Moda over here because there are witnesses that forced them to go and admit it, nevertheless, Hodor, the Tvicha, Hodor, Hiu, Potter. So, nevertheless, his Hodor on the Tvicha will make him no longer obligated to go and pay that Knas. Because even though he is not technically going to be paying anything, nevertheless, it was his Hodor. So, even though the witnesses are coming along to make him go and pay, nevertheless, it was his hodah, and even so, he's not actually paying anything extra out of his pocket because he would have had to pay that anyway. Nevertheless, this is a situation where he is modeh, and even though witnesses come and he's not out anything from his own pocket because he would have had to pay anyway, nevertheless, he's potter from paying kefel or the dalid v'hei. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. So they hold, in fact, not like Rav Yochanan and Rav Amnuna. Whereas Sumchus Sovar, Kivan the Hodor, the Gneva Machmas Edim Hu de Komoda, he's only being Moda because of the Edim, the Tvicha La Hodor, and therefore the Tvicha is not a valid Hodor because he was being Moda because of the Edim, And therefore, in this situation, since they are paying the tashlum kefo, he doesn't have then the out that he's being obligated to pay, and therefore, so this would be like Rav Hamnuna, and that he would have to go and pay the extra two for a seah or three for a shor. And therefore, this is the opinion that Sumchus holds like Rav Hamnuna and Rav Yochanan, whereas the Chacham say, no, not like that. So therefore, let us say this is a machlokas tanoim. So Gemara says, no, Amar Avacha, Bereid Ravika, lo, not necessarily so. Because, in fact, you could say that the Chachamim and Sumchus, the Kuliyam, Hodor, the Tvicha, Lav Hodohi. They could both argue that this Hodor and the Tvicha is not considered a valid Hodor. And, in fact, he's not really obligating himself in anything by making this Hodor. And, therefore, this would be a situation where everybody would agree with the din of Rav Yochanan and Rav Amnuna that this is a Modeh. Even though he's moda, he's not paying anything, so it's a moda biknas. And then, if achakach bawedim, he would in fact be chayev, exactly like Rav Yochanan and Rav Nuna say. Both the Tanakama and Sumchus hold like this. Now, then what are they arguing about? The Tanakama and Sumchus are arguing about something. So they're arguing about Ela be'edu shiato yochel hazimo komitli. They're arguing about when a witness comes and there is no way to be mazim him. The classical case would be if a witness says that I saw this geneva take place, I saw this loan take place, but he can't give you the time when it took place. So therefore, in this situation, there's no way he can be mazim, because if Adam come along and say, you were not in that place at that time, you were with us, Imanuel Yisem, he never gave the time, he never gave the place. And therefore, it's an Eidus that can't be mazim. And an Eidus that can't be mazim, there's a machlokes as to whether or not that's acceptable or not. So that's what they're arguing about. We want to now suggest that the Chachamim and Sumchus are arguing about Eidus, Yatu Yechol Azima, Komifligi, is that a valid Eidus or not? For example, Kigon Da'asu Sadeh, here in our case, the witnesses come, Yamalei Ganapta, the first set of witnesses came and said, he stole it. V'amalahu, he says, yes, I admit that I stole it, Ganapti, and I admit V'tavachti Mukharti, I either shechted it or I sold it. However, Mihu, lo, Bifneichem Ganapti, it wasn't in front of you that this occurred. Ela Bifnei Ploni Ploni, there was another set of witnesses that were there. Now, this other set of witnesses come, V'aisi Sahadi V'azminu, this other set of witnesses come and say, yes, the first set of witnesses, you were with us in Philadelphia at the time, therefore you were lying about what happened in New York. The lo ba'fayu gona, and you were not there at the time of the Geneva. We were there at the time of the Geneva. We actually saw the Geneva at a different time. Now, this second set of witnesses can't be mazed because of the asu ploni uploni vasidu bay the gona v'tov v'chumachar. When they come along and say that we actually did see this Geneva, and we saw the tvicha and or the Mechira. So now, they're impossible to be mazim. Ubaha commitly, and that's what the Tanakhama Subhas are arguing about. The Rabbanon Sabre, listen, the person over here admitted that he stole it, and that these were the witnesses. So therefore, even if witnesses would come along and be mazim to them, they wouldn't have to go and pay, because Kasher Zomel Lassos, the guy admitted it. So therefore, even though they could theoretically be proven false by saying another set of witnesses, a fourth set of witnesses coming along and saying that Imano Yisem, but they would never have to pay, because the Baal Din himself is Hodas Meya Edim Domi. He said, I stole, and they were present. So even if somebody else proves that they weren't present, they wouldn't have to pay, because Kasher Zomel Lassos doesn't apply. The Rabbanim Sabri, and therefore the Chacham say, Havil Eidu Shiato Yechol Azima, this is a type of testimony that cannot be gone and have Hazama done to it, and therefore, if you can't have a testimony where Hazama can be done, so then it's not a valid testimony, and that's why we don't accept them. The Chol Eidu Shiato Yechol Azima, Lo Havi Eidus, and that's why it's no good. Whereas Sumcha says, Sumcha Sabra, no, even though it's not a type of Eidus, it could be mazim, the Sumcha Sabra, Eidus, Yatah, Yechol, Lazima, Havi Eidus, and therefore it is a valid Eidus. More questions, it says, really? For Kaimalon, the Eidus, Yatah, Yechol, Lazima, Lo Havi Eidus? Do they really hold that? Everybody holds that if an Eidus can't have Hazama done to it, then it's not a valid Eidus. So Gemara says, no, it depends on what type of Hazama we're talking about. Hani Mili, everybody agrees that an Eidus, Yatah, Yechol, Lazima, Lo Havi Eidus, only in a situation where they don't give the actual time or place, so that can't be mazim. That everybody agrees to. That's not a valid eidus. They don't say what time of the day it was, what hour it was, or where the place was. The lekul eidus ka. That everybody agrees is not a valid eidus. But here in our case, it was a valid eidus. They're saying that it occurred at such and such a time and such a place, but it can't be mazim only because the Baal Din had agreed to it, and therefore, even if Edom come along and amaze them, they're not going to have to pay Kasher Zomel Lassos because the Baal Din agreed with them. So therefore, this situation, Simchas would say that this is a situation where even though it's an Eidus, it would be in fact Eidus. Avahacha, Siyuahu dekom Messiah, or the Girsa of the Mesor Sashas, Messiah Luhu, that they're supporting him or he's supporting them. In other words, it's not something that is the typical case of an Eidus Yetoichol Azima, and therefore, Simcha says over here, it would in fact be Eidus, whereas the Chacham say, even here, it still is not considered Eidus. Now we just have one last question. Amamar, it said, "Hey, Mishalma Teshulmi Kefil." So it says, according to Sumchas, that the Zelman would have to pay the Teshulmi Kefil. How come? Midikom Mode the Ganav Karen Boy Shulmi. Since the Ganav himself admits that he has to pay the Karen, so then when they're coming to go and give their testimony and make him pay Kefil, he was already paying the Karen, so they should only have to make the Adam Zomim here pay an additional one time, not Kefil. It shouldn't say over here, Mishalmim Tashlume Kefil. It should have said, Mishalmim Tashlume Karen, that they should pay a second Karen, because that's all they really asked him to do. He was already paying the Karen, so when they're saying that he should pay Kefil, it's only one more time, not two more times. So it says, you're talking right. Amar Elazar Mishmei Derav. So Elazar says the name of Rav. Yeah, exactly. Tani, and we turn to Ayin Vav and Aleph. That's exactly what it should say. Tashlum the Kefil. They should pay the second part of the Kefil because the Karen is already being paid. So they're only trying to get it to pay one extra time. So yeah, that's what the Eidim Zomim would pay in this situation. This is a good break point at the two dots. With this, we conclude today's share.